This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Cavaliers made a trade this past week that hit close to home for fans. The team dealt Larry Nance Jr. to Portland. Nance is an Akron native who played for Revere High School. Terry, Nance has deep roots in Northeast Ohio, so this trade didn't set well with the fan base.
Basically, the Cavaliers' royal family. Larry Nance Sr. was a star with the Cavaliers, made a couple of all-star teams, played in the late 80s, early 90s. And it wasn't like the LeBron era, but it was the second-best era of basketball where they consistently made the playoffs. Now, here comes his son. He becomes the classic underdog who has Crohn's disease, and then he's not recruited coming out of Revere. In fact, I called the coaches I knew at Cleveland State and Akron, because I had seen Larry play twice in high school, and said, this guy's good enough to play for you guys. Nobody's recruiting this kid. He's got high grades. He's from the Larry Nance family. What is going on? He ends up going to Wyoming.
And did quite well there.
Yes. He led Wyoming to the NCAA tournament, which is a remarkable achievement. By the way, while he's at Wyoming, he suffers a major knee injury, ACL. He ends up getting drafted in the first round by the Lakers, and he ends up becoming this really good role player.
So how does he end up with the Cavs?
LeBron's last year in Cleveland, the 2017-18 season, they're trying to bring in some veterans to help him. They make a deal with the Lakers, and they bring in Jordan Clarkson, who's a really good scorer, and Larry Nance for one last push for the title with LeBron. You know, Larry becomes probably the first player in NBA history to be happy to be traded from the Los Angeles Lakers to Cleveland. Yeah. He's coming home. The family's thrilled. Everybody's happy. Larry plays well. He's not a star. Remember, he's a role player. And they go to the NBA Finals, and they lose. Well, then LeBron leaves. Now it's losing, coaching changes. Basically, Larry's been here for 3.5 years. He's on his fourth coach. You know, he's battled injuries. He also is a very physical player. He dives on the floor for loose balls and crashes into people. He does not have the same skill set and athletic gifts as his father. So he's had to work harder at it. But in this offseason, apparently, they had a family meeting, the Nance family, and they're looking at Larry's career. He's getting ready to be 29. It's like, well, what do you want to do the last few years of your career? Part of him wants to stay here, but the other part is like, I'd really like to play on a pretty good team.
Yeah, when this happened, I assumed that he didn't want to go, but then you found the story that he wants a better opportunity.
Right. I talked to his agent, Mark Bartlestein, and they had a meeting with the Cavs and said, we're not demanding a trade or anything like this, but we know you're getting a lot of offers for Larry. And he said, if it's the right one, we might be open to it. They traded him to Portland in a three-way deal. Portland's been to the playoffs in each of the last 8 seasons. And the Cavs traded him for a young, promising forward named Lauri Markkanen. He's 7 foot. He's an outside shooter. And this is tough for me. Remember, I saw this kid play in high school. Larry Nance Jr. plays the game the way I think it should be played. But I also get when you've gone through 4 coaching changes in 4 years, and you look around, and they're not going to make the playoffs again this year. If they do, they sneak in the back door.
Yeah.
And you start saying, I've had the knee injury, and I've had this, and I've had that. You know, how much longer can I play?
You know, and I just think back, especially during this pandemic year, how much he did for the city. And
yes.
Representing all of the businesses and donating jersey sales to all of the local small businesses in Cleveland. I mean, he has been the poster person for the city.
Around the NBA, not just in Cleveland, Larry Nance Jr. is just respected for how he plays, as you said, how he represents himself. And there's been a lot of things that he's done charity-wise where we have no idea about.
You wrote in your column, this is sort of a win-win.
Yeah, that's what this agent called it. And for the Cavaliers, they get another young player they really like. You know, Larry gets a chance to play for a better team. But look, if you're a fan of the Cavaliers and you're sad, I understand it because I feel the same way.
Yeah, we'll miss him. Terry, thanks.
Welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.